So look at this. There's about over 100 illegal immigrants bum rushing the border patrol here, and they're getting overwhelmed. And look at this. And it's been reported that some of the Border Patrol agents were injured in this assault. Look at this. I mean, this is, should never happen. But you know the biggest thing here? Look at this. Look at this. The biggest thing is that the Democrats are blaming Republicans for this. For this invasion. Yes, they are. They're actually blaming Republicans for this invasion. Oh, you don't believe me? Listen to one of their leaders, Joe Scarborough. Listen, he has a paper showing the mob rushing the border, and he has the nerve to straight up and blame Republicans. How do you do that when the Democrats are the one who created this crisis in the first place?
If I were a Democrat running for office, I would do this. I would be carrying this around all day. Look at what the Republicans are doing to you. Look what Donald Trump's doing to you. Donald Trump said, and by the way, this is for you at home. So come to the at-home camera, TJ. Thank you. God bless you. So good at this. And you think you just started last week. So I'm joking, TJ. So, TJ, can I get a TJ cam? I hope TJ's in.
Not there. Yet. Not this second.
Okay, oh, good. Wow. Okay, good.
He's not feeling pretty.
He's in his underwear. Right.
He's in his underwear at home. He got one of those things at home. I was afraid I was like picking on a director that mattered. But no, TJ's there. So, TJ's been with us for 20 years, by the way. He's family. But I
can't get rid of him.
I would carry this around because see this Onslaught headline? The only thing the Post didn't tell you is Donald Trump said, blame me for this. Donald Trump said, kill the bill.
So when did President Trump come out and say, blame me for it? Or
I didn't actually hear that.
Never said, blame me for it. President Trump said, kill the bill, because the bill was not going to help America.
Right.
That's what he was saying. And then President Trump said, look, when I get in office, then we'll fix it. Because, you know, Joe Biden and the Democrats, they don't want to fix the border. All they want to do is what Joe Scarborough is showing. The video I just showed you. He's showing a picture from it from the New York Post. All the Democrats are wanting is to have these people be able to just walk in freely and not have this happen at all. And not have it happen at all. And when I was looking at this, if I can put it back up on the screen here, you see this? All of them have sidearms. They have rifles. And these are men of the fighting age wanting to come into the country. Men of the fighting age. And these soldiers have rifles. So when you're being invaded, I'm not saying that you should be shooting people, but not a single time did they even lift them. And the guy right here that you see right there in the middle of the screen, look what he does. Look what he does when they start bum rushing. I didn't talk about it when it first happened. See, he's just sitting there watching it all unfold, and there's other ones right there beside him watching all of this unfold. One walks across the screen, and then guess what happens? Look, then he goes and get out of the way. He goes to get out of the way, like, let me move. So what is the purpose of them being there? You know what it made me think about? It made me think about Uvalde, Texas, when the police officers refused to go in because they were scared. And this dude here, blaming President Trump, blaming the Republicans. When President Trump had the border secured, Joe Biden didn't have to undo anything that President Trump had in place. Joe Biden, he could have doubled down on it and made the border even stronger, but he didn't do that. They did it so idiots like Joe Scarborough can come on and talk about President Trump caused this, Republicans caused this, when it's a lie. This is the very reason why the Republicans voted for the omnibus bill, because of stuff like this. This is the very reason.
And blame me for everything that happens after this point. Donald Trump said, blame me. So, yes, Donald, we are blaming you. We're blaming mini-me Mike Johnson.
You hear that? So even after Mike Johnson gave them what they want, he still goes and insults them. He's going to insult him. Mini-me Mike Johnson. You can get him off the screen. This dude and the rest of them are completely sick. So look at this one. This was a young lady walking around talking to the congressman about the border on Texas. About should we do more on the border? Watch this. They don't want to fix the border, everybody. They really don't.
Look at this video. It's pretty dramatic.
Yeah, I haven't seen the video.
I'm playing it right now.
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
There are border solutions that need to happen. We all agree, Republicans and Democrats both agree, that border solutions are important.
The key thing is we actually have to reform immigration policy, because the more legal pathways we have, the less chaos we have at the border.
So basically, we just need to make it where they all can just walk in and don't even call them illegal. Just make a pathway for all of these people to come into the country when the country can't sustain it right now as it is. And we know why they're bringing them in. These people, I can't express it enough. The Democrat Party, they are not for America. They are not for America. They are just the opposite. If you think the Democrat Party is for America, then you live in the Twilight Zone. Because in reality, they want to destroy the country. How do you say that we just need to make it a pathway, an easy pathway for all of these illegals coming into the country? We just need to make it an easy pathway. Well, we have this one here where Mexico, they won't even take back the immigrants. So these, and we're talking about people that's from Mexico, people that's not even from Mexico, that make that track from the southern border of Mexico to the northern border of Mexico, the southern border of the United States of America, come into the country. The United States of America wants to deport them back, and Mexico said, nope, we're not taking it back. Why would they say that? They wouldn't say that if President Trump was in office, would they?
Listen. After SB 4 got suspended by the Fifth Circuit, Mexico puffed out its chest and said, well, we weren't going to accept any migrants that you sent back anyway. And I can't imagine Mexican officials making a statement like that during the Trump presidency.
No, and they wouldn't. And the reason why that they do that is that they know that President Biden isn't going to step to the plate. They know that he's not going to enforce tariffs on them. They know that he's not going to push back against that. That rhetoric is exactly what we expect under this administration, because this administration just does not take a forceful approach to other countries.
They don't. They completely express and show every last person how weak they are. This administration is the reason why we're in this situation right now, in this very predicament. So they passed the omnibus bill and put very little in there to actually prevent what we're seeing happen at the southern border. The Republicans signed off on it because they didn't want the Democrats going around saying, oh my goodness, look, the Republicans don't care about you. And of course, the Republicans fell for it. They fall for it all the time. Oh my goodness, going to shut it down. They don't want you to have Social Security, which it doesn't affect Social Security. Like the military, it's going to affect the military. It doesn't affect the military. It affects all of this pork spending. It affects all of that. Again, like I mentioned, I'm just really irritated right now because my producer, she just read where they just passed it, everybody. The most disgusting thing ever. This is Sodom and Gomorrah. They're pushing Sodom and Gomorrah. And a person who's the House Speaker, who calls himself a Christian, just went right along with it. I wonder, Shannon, is he going to sleep well tonight? How does Mike Johnson going to sleep tonight?
I mean, knowing that's a really good question.
I'm just kind of, he probably got off the phone with Mike Pence. Mike Pence probably told him, you need to pass this through. You need to push it through because it's going to look bad. That's why I say it's a double-edged sword. But they're more afraid of the Democrats out there screaming and yelling, saying, oh my goodness, look, the Republicans, they did this to you. They did this to you. Anything that Chuck Schumer and them, I mean, what's the point of Mike Johnson then? What's the point of the Republicans in the House? They only want a one-party system anyways. They only want the Democrats to be in control. And right now, they're all giddy. Right now, I'm willing to bet Chuck Schumer and all of them right now got champagne glasses cheering on We got this. What else do we not know that's in this bill? What else do we not know? They didn't have time to read it. They didn't have time to read it. How do we know they didn't go ahead and put in this bill for the whole TikTok issue and shutting down the social media platforms that says anything where people go on there with free speech? How do we know they didn't put it in there? And then when the companies, the companies out in the industry like X and True Social and Getter, Rumble, even the internet, do you think that it's going to only be limited to the social media platforms? No, it's going to be to the internet. Any source that is producing facts, any source that is producing evidence of them, what they did in 2020 of the election, what they did on the vaccine, what they're doing right now with the transgender crap, they will be able to come in and shut it all down. How do we know it wasn't in the bill? How do we know it wasn't in there? They didn't even have time to go read it. And now that they've already passed it, are they going to go back and read it now? Someone will, but the people in Congress that didn't even read the bill and still passed it, they're not going to go read it. They're going to move on. And they're like, well, I signed it. I did it because we need to keep the government open. Because they're weak. I'm so sick and tired of these weak in the knee, no backbone, spineless rhino Republicans. I remember when I was living in California, I had someone from the GOP reach out to me and told me to stop doing what I'm doing. And you know what I was doing? What I'm doing right now. Because I called them weak in the knee, because they would bend over for the Democrats in California. The California Republicans, they don't like Will Johnson. Imagine that. Because I don't want them to be weak. And when this person told me, said I need to stop doing what I'm doing, you know what I said? I said, why aren't you doing it? It's like they have this whole mentality like the Ronas in the Republican Party. They need to get rid of all of them. And in California, they're probably happy about this ominous bill because in California, they have this organization called the Log Cabin Republicans. And you can only imagine what they're doing in the log cabin. It's all about wokeism. Either you are a true American that's going to fight for the rights of all of us and not this nonsense, then you're not, or you're not. It's one or the other. You can no longer ride the fence, people. You're going to have to pick a side. You either pick the side of this demonicness, this evilness, or you're going to have to pick the side of righteousness that leads to God. Not saying that we're perfect. That's not what's being said here. But you have to pick a side. The time is coming. The time is coming. We're sitting idly by, being complacent, saying, well, I'm just going to let someone else take care of it. Those days are coming to an end. Because next they're going to come after you and I, the Christian. Hear me now. Believe me later on. Because it's coming. Do I want it to come? Absolutely not. But the Bible tells us that these things have to happen before Christ returns. And we are that generation. We're seeing it happen right now. Absolute Truth with Elmer Robson is coming up next, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a blessed, wonderful weekend. Stay safe out there. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.